Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Tonight is Raw, a taped episode of Raw. WWE has given everybody the entire Thanksgiving week off. They're not even doing a Black Friday edition of a house show, which they normally did. So everybody is home enjoying time with their families, and they'll be back on the road starting next week. So we'll give you the lineup for the Raw show tonight. We've also got NXT coming up tomorrow and Dynamite on Wednesday. And Dynamite, a week ago, was just packed with stuff. And this week, we only have three matches. So I don't know what happened, but that's that. It'll be the go-home Dynamite for Full Gear, which, if you have not heard, is November 23rd. Full Gear's this coming weekend. And then WWE Survivor Series is the following weekend. And yes, I am going to Survivor Series. I bought a ticket. Yes, I did. Which is another story altogether, but I'm going. So anyway, we'll talk about that. We got lineups for a lot of different shows, new matches added to all sorts of things. We've also got notes on that Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight this weekend. Did you watch it? Of course you did. Everyone on Earth did. We'll tell you about that and how that plays into WWE. We have also got the Raw Netflix premiere date and location. Updates on Becky Lynch and Kevin Nash. Winter is coming this winter. And SmackDown and Collision results and plenty more. So a lot to get into here today. We'll give you all the info after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I don't want to start off in a bad mood, but here we go.
What is wrong with you?
Guys, listen.
Oh, boy.
It's not a WWE thing to promote your stuff on your wrestling show. It's okay to promote your stuff on your wrestling show. I've still got people arguing about, I knew about the November Rain video. I heard about it on your site. Okay, that's nice. But a wrestling company should not be relying on a website to get the information out about something cool that they're doing, okay? One of the greatest music videos ever was after Mick Foley retired, and they aired that I Will Remember You video. It's like 25 years ago I remember this. It was absolutely incredible. They plugged it and plugged it and plugged it and plugged it and plugged it on the show. And everybody watched it. And everybody who watched it remembers it. Okay? Yes, I was aware Tony got the rights to November Rain. Yes, I was aware they were going to use it to hype up Full Gear. I was 90 minutes into Collision. I had no idea it was going to take place at the end of Collision. Okay? Yes, maybe Mike mentioned it on a show that I didn't listen to. Maybe Jim Valley said something on Saturday, okay? But as someone watching an AEW program on national television, they didn't mention a single time that that was going to close out the show on Collision. Why is this hard, okay? And it irritates me so much because this so much reminds me of when TNA was at absolute rock bottom. And trust me, I don't want to make people think I'm comparing like Dynamite and Collision today to the worst of Impact, because it's not in the same neighborhood. However, the hardcore fans of AEW are doing the same thing that I had to hear from the TNA fans when they were rock bottom. Everything's all right. It's okay. Everything's fine. In fact, I heard it in 1999 and 2000 and 2001 from the WCW fans as well. Everything's fine. It's all right. It's not a big deal. Why are you so worked up about it? I heard the same thing, okay? If you're a fan of AEW, if you're excited about AEW and you love everything about it, it is okay to say, you know what, that was a big mistake. Let's fix it next time. Let's open up Dynamite and say at the end of this show, we're going to show you an incredible November Rain video package for Full Gear. Let's not just say it's okay to not promote it. It's okay to just hear about it on Jim Valley's show. It's okay to hear about it on Twitter. It's not okay. If this company were on fire right now, then fine, you can argue it's okay, it doesn't matter. But when a company is struggling, which they are, and you can see it, I don't want every mistake to be justified as it's okay, it doesn't matter. I heard about it in such and such. Just promote your stuff on the show. Promote matches in advance. Promote dates in advance. They're actually doing a lot better with that of late. So that makes me happy. Like, you're making an effort here. But, like, promote your stuff on the show. Do not expect people to hear about it on Twitter, on somebody else's radio show, even this website. Okay? People still make fun of me for saying, it's not my job. Not even understanding what I meant by, it's not my job. Okay? It isn't my job to promote the November Rain video for AEW. It's their job, okay? I'll tell you what's going on. I'll report some news. But the actual promotion of AEW matches, and that's their job. Making sure that an overrun is worked into their program, it's their job, not mine, okay? So, like, the video was awesome. It was an awesome music video. Like, if it wasn't my job, I wouldn't have even seen it. Because about 10 minutes before, I'm like, dude, the show's done. There's nothing else. What am I sticking around for? Turns out it was a music video that they didn't promote a single time on Collision. Anyway, I'm done with this. God, it's okay to be critical of things that they do wrong. You guys are critical of me all the time. I make mistakes all the time. Tell me about it. It's okay. I'm not going to cry. I may complain.
Nor will you admit to them, but...
I admit to them all the time!
I got a question for you.
What?
Do you know why Roderick Strong is continuing to try to...
No, I don't know why he's trying to recruit Mortos. Nor do I know why he's a lawyer. I don't know.
Frank?
Frank the lawyer. I don't know why. I have no earthly idea. And you know what? You know what really bothers me about that? I wouldn't even care that he's a lawyer. I wouldn't even care that his name is Frank. If not that, I thought Roderick Strong and the Kingdom were like in an important feud with, like, they were like with Adam Cole now, and it was like a big time group or whatever. Instead, they're doing a bunch of goofy comedy on Collision. So yeah. Anyway, who cares?
I'm still trying to figure out if Roderick Strong's a babyface.
He is a babyface. He is a babyface.
Kyle O'Reilly's a babyface.
He's a babyface.
Is Daniel Garcia a babyface?
I believe he's a babyface because he puts over the fans. Yes.
Because
see, this stuff I know because I watched the show.
I'm confused, though, by watching the show because he keeps pushing around Jack Perry and he keeps getting the upper hand and beating this guy up a little bit. And then on Saturday, he and his crazy friend, who, granted, has got a reason to be crazy since Jack Perry attacked him, but... I mean, they duct taped him to the top of his own van and then drove him around the arena.
I think it was with a chain.
With a chain?
Yeah.
But there was some duct tape involved.
My bigger issue was nobody came to save the poor guy.
Well, that was another thing. Is it's funny how security is stacked up at some places in these buildings, but not in others. But, yeah, this is all weird.
Well, according to the chat here, Mordos is a shoot lawyer. But then this person says he's actually studying to be a lawyer, which means he's not yet a shoot lawyer. This is all news to me. Thank you for filling me in on all of this. Now, let's talk about some news. Shall we?
Sure.
Did you guys watch that Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight?
I did.
You know what's funny is, like, I have a real love-hate relationship with this Dana White bloke. Because sometimes this guy is, like, such an, like, an idiot. I mean, he's like a shoot idiot, okay? But other times he'll do a big, long speech, and I'm like... He is absolutely right about every last solitary thing he said in that.
Man's falls for promoter, 101.
Well,
look at this.
He was explaining. He goes, okay, I know some of you are upset about what happened in that Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. He goes, seriously here, who tuned in expecting the fight of the century?
really.
Mike Tyson is basically 60. He's going against Jake Paul. The fight was exactly, it went exactly as you all knew it would. And now you're going to come on afterwards and complain about what happened?
Well.
And he's absolutely right. Nobody tuned in this fight thinking, oh man, 90s Tyson is going to be back. And like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody. You all knew he was 60 years old and that the fight was delayed once because of health issues and that Jake Paul is like 27 years old. You all knew what was going to happen. Yet everyone still complained about it afterwards. It's exactly what it was. I mean, I was impressed that Tyson went 8 rounds. You know, Jake Paul clearly was trying to not kill the guy, but he didn't kill him and he didn't really do much to him at all. He won the decision. It was the right call. And, like, what else were we expecting here?
The great history of boxing, taking people for a ride, and promoters taking people for a ride and building up and just completely blowing up an event. I mean, this goes back to the days of people watching film strips of fights when they would go out and riot in the streets outside of movie theaters and say, this is killing the sport, we'll never pay for this again. Until the next time you get talked into paying for something like this. And I don't know, maybe the same people that are complaining about this are the same people that put bets on it. And they're probably the same people who put bets on professional wrestling. That's the only way I could see you being upset about this. But then again, if you are, I don't know, look in the mirror.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, before I go into my in-depth analysis of this Tyson fight, I would like to say that I will prove that I am a fair man after this discussion. I will also talk about something that WWE did this week, which made me even more furious than the unadvertised November Rain video on Collision. That will be coming up next. But first off, this fella here says, couldn't even KO a 60-year-old man, pathetic. Okay, first off, Jake Paul's not that great a boxer, okay? And even though he's 57 years old, he's still Mike Tyson, okay? So, like, I can't call that pathetic. And as far as, like, listen, Mike Tyson was a very powerful man. He would punch you really hard and you would die. I know this because I played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. It was very difficult to beat the man. He's 57 years old, but man, he can still, you know, he could have got it. He could have knocked that guy out, but he didn't. But like, he's got a giant brace on his knee. You can watch him. He can barely move. I mean, all things considered, you know, when it was over, Tyson said, you know what? I was proud of myself. I went in there. I got to go 8 rounds one more time. All my kids were there. 57 years old. I'm satisfied with that. Jake Paul put him over afterwards. Someone says here that people claim they're quitting Netflix en masse because of the result. No, they're not. No, they're not. Stop. I heard this after that Royal Rumble with Roman Reigns. But the big thing, the most important thing is not even the fight itself, but that between 110 and 120 million people watch this show. And those are Super Bowl numbers. And yes, there were, you know, some streaming issues. And all night I heard, this will drastically affect, wait till Raw. I was like, Raw? Bro, you know how many people are going to watch Raw on Netflix? Not 120 million. No. Even like when NFL games are on Netflix, okay? They're not doing 120 million viewers. It's probably going to end up fine for virtually everything, okay? I remember back in the early days of streaming, like when WWE would stream pay-per-views or, you know, they'd buffer and people would get all mad. And then people would go, how come Dragon Gate doesn't have streaming issues? Like, what the heck? Why is WWE so incompetent? It's like, you know how many people are watching this WWE pay-per-view compared to Dragon Gate? Why are we making this comparison right here? Don't worry about Raw Netflix. It's going to be fine. And honestly, if they do have 120 million people watching Raw and there's streaming issues, it's going to be okay because there's 120 million people watching Raw. But that's not going to happen, so let's not worry about it.
I liked when the WWE Network debuted and everybody that was still operating a Commodore 64 with 14.4 megabyte internet was complaining over the fact that I can't get it. It's something on their end. And it's like, no, it's probably something on your end. But yeah, Netflix had issues. Okay. Well, that's the whole point, is work some of those issues out before they have Christmas football. Now, if there's a debacle during Christmas football, okay, maybe there's some worry for Raw coming up in January, but that's why they're trying to work all of these kinks out as they go along. And by the way, 58 years old, and here's a fact about 58-year-old Mike Tyson, he can knock out you, the person listening or watching this show right now. You saw what he did for 2 minutes. That's a 58-year-old man who can still lay waste to most people. So he should be proud of himself for being able to go out there and still being in that type of condition at this point in his life.
So my irritation with WWE this morning. So Tom wanted to watch a WWE speed tournament. I like watching WWE speed. And it was over a while ago, so I said, well, you know, as long as it's easy to find it, let's review it so everyone else can follow along if they want to. So I go up to the WWE Speed Twitter account, at WWE Speed, if you'd like to go up there yourself. And lo and behold, there's all the matches in order. I was like, cool. So I start watching it. Io Sky's in it, and Candice LeRae, and Piper Niven, Kyrie. I'm watching the matches. I watch the quarterfinal, watch the next quarterfinal, just speeding through it on the treadmill, get to the semifinals, watch the first semifinal, Io Sky goes to the finals. I watch the second semifinal, where Candice LeRae upsets Kyrie Sane, so we don't get Kyrie Sane and Io in the finals. I thought, all right, well, let's watch this final here. Which, in a classic example of the Mandela effect, I was certain Io Sky won the speed tournament. But as I scroll up to watch the final match, what do I see? Why, a graphic congratulating Candice LeRae on her win. I said, what? Where's the match? Scrolled up, no match. Scroll down, no match. They put every match up on the WWE Speed Twitter account except the finals? What? I scroll back to the most recent men's tournament. There's the quarterfinals. There's the semifinals. There's no finals. Where are the finals? It's like 2006. Where is the frickin' Hall of Fame? So, like, we're figuring... So, I'm like, Tom, where are the finals? Where is this match at? I'm on the speed account. Where... All the matches are there. So, he...
What kind of help is Filthy offering to you?
Well, he finally... I'll tell you what help he found for me. Okay? Right. He sends me a link to at Pro Fights Info, which has nothing whatsoever to do with WWE. But if you go to at Pro Fights Info, you can watch the finals. I said, well, where's the actual finals at? So we spent like 5 minutes on the show trying to figure out why. Probably the same place the November Rain video is at online. But anyway, I don't know. It's a mystery.
It's where Javon
Evans remember what he finally said because I had so much steam coming out of my ears. So anyway, just like as a friendly tip, if you've got a WWE Speed Twitter account where the WWE Speed matches are put, then maybe put all the WWE Speed matches on that Twitter account, but also the final match of the tournament that we just sat there watching. That's all. All right.
Did they make a deal for the finals? Is it like everything else now where Instagram swooped in and said, okay, we're going to bid on the finals and take them away from X? Did that move to Blue Sky too? Are the finals on Blue Sky right now?
Don't know. I have no earthly idea. I have no earthly idea. And apparently it's a good thing I blocked some people because we got quite an argument going on in the chat, which I didn't see the beginning of it, so I don't know what happened here. All right, we've also got the premiere episode of Raw on Netflix officially confirmed as taking place on January 6, 2025 at the Intuit Dome, Inglewood, California. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern via Ticketmaster. Travis Scott, who sounds so much like a country singer, but in fact he's a rap star, he will be appearing on the show. And
it's like when I hear the name Cole Swindell, he's a country singer, but I swear to God, he's every left-handed minor league pitcher that's out there.
Cole Swindell?
Cole Swindell, but
I think he's a WWE, one of their new
No, folks. That's Cole Custer.
Cole Custer.
Yes, with the mustache.
Cole Custer. How's my mustache coming in? Not bad?
You got one?
I'm working on it here.
Oh.
Huh? All right.
Getting there. You might get there one day.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's for the kids, being honest.
For the kids?
Actually, yeah, it is.
Really?
It's ridiculous. God.
Did they see that picture of you?
No, it's my mother's fault. She started showing them 1954 Zorro in black and white, and they're obsessed with this show now. It's a TV show on Disney. Obsessed. And they commanded, I must grow out a pencil mustache, which... I'm not even sure exactly how to do that. But
I guess you do. Just look at that picture of you as Vince McMahon.
I can't, for the life of me, shave this off because I don't want just the mustache. I just can't.
No.
But Hanalei is getting increasingly frustrated. You've got to shave this off, Daddy. Only supposed to have the mustache. Like, oh my God.
Now, how is it working as far as the connection goes? Do you have any connection there whatsoever?
With Zorro? Right here. He's a fictional character.
No, with your hair right here.
No. Just this and this.
Have you already like rocked the black mask and everything too?
No. Probably scare them. They already don't like the Hamburglar. So I'm not sure if it'd be a good idea. Let's see what else we've got. Nothing new on Raw Netflix except it's going to be there. Winter is Coming is coming. And that will take place December 11th in Kansas City.
Oh, that's after the November.
At the T-Mobile Center. And, yes, that's what's happening.
All right.
Yeah, they got another big show coming up.
How about it?
I've actually got some news, but we'll need a little bit more time. But Post Wrestling had a story, which I didn't put down here, but let's see if I can find it.
Shout out to John Pollock.
It was about...
Andrew Thompson.
AEW is moving one of their shows to a smaller building.
Yes.
Which is good news.
That was because they sold 1,000 tickets to Columbus, Ohio, and they're moving that show to the Comic-Con or some sort of convention that is taking place in the city at that same time.
Yeah. So. I'll find out what it is here. Then I'm going to talk about this after the break because I actually got a lot of news regarding running smaller buildings, which I think virtually everybody would agree would be for the best for AEW at this point. So anyway, I'll find it and talk about it after the break. Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. So I'm going to say it's going to be kind of vague. All right, but it's happening. I just don't know all the technical details, okay? So listen. So first off, there was scheduled to be a collision show on December 7th in Ohio. And Post Wrestling had the story November 15th, a few days ago. AEW announced the December 7th taping of Collision will no longer be held at the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Show was listed as canceled. It will now be part of GalaxyCon at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. So the Nationwide Arena was a 20,000-seat venue, and we're about 3 weeks away. They'd sold 1,000 tickets. Obviously, that's not good. You don't want 1,000 tickets in a 20,000 seat venue. So it was canceled. Now, I've been arguing for a long time, and it ain't just me. It's a lot of people, including people in AEW.
Most rational, sane-thinking people.
Start booking smaller buildings, okay? I mean, there are times where I watch NXT on Tuesday night. They're in a tiny building with 200 people in the building, and the atmosphere is significantly better than like a Collision, sometimes even a Dynamite. Like the Dynamite, you know, last Wednesday, I mean, the crowd was dead. So, you know,
which, by the way, is not helped by the fact that TNT Sports really does know how to mute a crowd. It came up again during the World Series and the playoffs for baseball. Like, I don't know what part they play in some of the wackiness that happens with the production errors with AEW, but if they're in charge of the sound mixing, somebody stop them, please.
Paul Heyman figured out, like, in the 90s, and obviously part of this was because, you know, they were in a very limited budget with ECW, but he loved packing tiny dumps with just, like, fans, like, literally hanging from the rafters.
Clip that.
It's not even like a, I mean, but if it fooled people into thinking, my God, yes, this is the hottest promotion in America. There were,
right.
Some of you don't remember this. There were people that argued in the 90s, Lenny would have been one of them, that ECW was the hottest promotion in America at a time when WWF and WCW were absolutely brutalizing them in every single aspect of business. But because they packed, you know, 1,000 fans in an 800-seat building, it's like, oh my God, look at this. It's just crazy.
Look, at WWF was built on those sorts of magic tricks done in post-production. Yes, ECW and WWF at the time had to do things completely differently. But if you watch in the 80s, when you watch Superstars and all that stuff challenge, like, you would think the people are losing their minds. If you ever went to a TV taping, they were some of the saddest, most slow-moving, darkest types of shows you could possibly ever go to. They were awful, but it's the tricks they did to make it look good, which AEW's got to increase in doing here soon.
Now listen, if this is all about ego and you just want to book large buildings because, you know, AEW should run in large buildings and not small buildings, we'll book the biggest building in every city. I mean, you can do that if you want to, but like,
why?
I just said you could do it if you want to, if you've got a lot of money. But
well, yeah,
what you should do, and I think everybody agrees on this except maybe Tony, book a smaller building. Pack it. Make it look like, hey, you better buy your ticket or it's going to sell out and you can't even go. So anyway, the point of all of this is I have been told that there is headway being made in running smaller buildings. Now, you hear that and you think, why does headway need to be made? Just book smaller buildings. Well, apparently, there actually was And I cannot give you all the details. I don't know all the details, but there was a logistical reason why they were running a lot of larger buildings, and it had to do with the set, and in particular, the lighting rig. There was something that they had in their set that was basically too large and heavy to get into smaller buildings. And so they have been working on retooling it so they can actually get their set into smaller buildings. And so I think as the year is like 2025 kind of starts coming in, you know, they've been talking about different ideas for production and everything like that. I think we're going to finally get the move. There are going to be smaller buildings. They're going to work on some production, and hopefully that will like be a positive in terms of how the show looks, sounds, etc. on television. And they'll save a lot of money. So,
and people might say that that's a terrible excuse as to why couldn't they rush that. I don't know why. I'm not in that business, and nobody else is either, but the fact that they do realize that and they are going to do something that they could temper to the building that they go into, good, good. And when you go into some of these smaller buildings, and it doesn't have to just be, as we've talked about, the college building, the community college that may only be 4,500 or 5,000 people or something like that. Go into bars that have a specific look to them, something that aesthetically is going to come across good. Obviously, there's the talk of the Hammerstein. We've seen that a zillion times. Try to search out some other places that maybe you can get into where the aesthetic of the building is going to make up for the fact that you have less people in it.
All right. Let's talk about some of the highs and lows of SmackDown and Collision. Mina Shirakawa and Harley Cameron. It wasn't like the match was great, but when's Mina's Stardom contract up? I mean, can we sign her already? What's going on here?
I know.
Why are we not building an entire women's division around Mina Shirakawa? She's just miles above like everybody else. I mean, I watched her entrance. It was like, yeah. I don't know what she's doing, but it's not what everybody else is doing. So hopefully they can all, by osmosis, you know, gets whatever.
She's such a gimmick. And the thing is, she, I mean, hasn't really showed that she, compared to a lot of the women that are in AEW, she's pretty good as far as putting on wrestling matches. And I assume that the champagne celebration is going to lead to Mariah May turning on her, and then down the line, Toni Storm has got to come and save the day.
No,
but
no, you're close.
Come on.
You're close.
That is really, because that seems pretty perfect to me.
Well, here's the thing. When that main event was over and Mina was in the ring celebrating with Mariah May, and they said they will have a champagne celebration live in the ring on November 23rd at Full Gear. They're basically, they're hitting you with a champagne bottle telling you Toni Storm is returning that day, okay? Well, this is it's a champagne celebration on pay-per-view. I mean, if it's just going to be a turn, you can do that on TV. It has to be the return of Toni Storm. They're having a champagne celebration on a live pay-per-view as a segment, which, by the way, they've already got like 30 matches, so something huge has to happen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We've got 10 things announced for the show, one of which is a champagne celebration. That must be the return of Tony.
Have you pontificated on the promo battle between...
I'm not a pontificator. Sorry, what?
Harley Cameron and Mina Shirakawa that led into this match? Did you talk about the promo battle that...
Oh, yes, of course. In great detail.
Very interesting, yes.
And then the main event was Mariah May and Anna Jay, hardcore match for the women's title. And it was a pretty good match. It was a pretty good match. It was a lot of just hitting each other with stuff.
Well,
but they did it with a lot of gusto. They worked hard.
That's okay. We'll accept that.
And yes, the main event, November Rain video. If I don't hear this plug in every single segment on Wednesday, be real mad. I'll take the next day off. I just won't be able to handle it.
Did you make it through the entire thing? Or
yeah, well, until it cut off at the end, because that's another issue.
Oh.
But I don't want to get on that one again. Then we had several great things on SmackDown as well. One of them wasn't great, but I was impressed with B-Fab in the three-way with Bailey and Candace. And everybody there was as well. I mean, they all put her over. She never wrestles, dude. Never.
No, ever.
And she looked totally fine in that three-way.
So unlike Adriana Rizzo, who never wrestles, and then they threw her out there, and she looked like she never wrestled.
And then we had the Bloodline segment, where I will say this. I violently was opposed to the idea of 5-on-5.
Violently?
I thought this is a Bloodline versus Bloodline feud. It should be the Bloodline versus the Bloodline. We don't need two other people. There is no law that says you need five people in War Games on each team. But they were determined to do five.
Yeah.
And so, even after I knew the Raw spoilers, and I'm a big fan of Bronson Reed, and Seth is a great wrestler, I was still like, I just want Bloodline versus Bloodline. This is unnecessary. But when they shot this angle on SmackDown, mm-hmm. and Bronson Reed showed up,
mm-hmm.
and my new dream tag team was formed, Bronson Reed and Jacob Fatu,
mm-hmm.
they should win every title in WWE as a team. I was like, all right. I was wrong. This is awesome. They ruined the original Bloodline. They killed them. They left them for dead. And it was awesome destruction. So that was great.
I liked it.
And then, and I can't even believe I'm reporting this, but I am a fair man. The best thing on SmackDown, by miles, in fact, was Nia Jax versus Naomi for the women's title. They had a...
Coming around to the queen, look at you.
Hey, I've been on the queen bandwagon before most of you, okay? I was putting her over. I said she had trimmed down, was in great shape, was moving a lot better, was having really good matches. I was putting over Nia Jax. Until Bad Blood, when she had that absolutely atrocious match with Bayley.
Well,
which I even said appeared to be an aberration, okay? But man, her and Naomi, they had a great match. And there was a bunch of people interfering, but it all played into the storylines, which are leading to the women's War Games match. And I mean, it was a flat out excellent main event. And Nia won with the Samoan Drop and Annihilator. And I was like, wow, how about that? That was quite great. And then the show ended with Roman attempting to call the wise man. But in storyline, Solo broke the wise man's phone. So Paul had to get a new number. It's ridiculous, but you know what? Sometimes you got to suspend your disbelief to make a story work.
Well.
So Paul isn't answering the phone. We don't even know if he's watching the TV. He doesn't know Roman's trying to call him.
I need to know what Granny thinks about this and if she can compare and contrast it to what is going on with Young and the Restless and Sharon right now.
I don't think Sharon's the one we got to worry about in Ran and the Restless.
I don't know. She's
It's Victor. We're still waiting for him to get his. I don't think
Always.
It's going to happen.
Always.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a very, very good main event. And the rest of the show was actually, I would say the rest of the show was a below-average edition of SmackDown of late. But the main event and the Bloodline segment, I mean, man, that carried the whole show. And tonight on Raw, it is taped. I won't do spoilers. But we do have Seth Rollins, Bronson Reed, which plays into War Games. Braun Breaker against Sheamus for the Intercontinental title. And Rey Mysterio and Zelina versus Chad Gable and Ivy Nile. And yes, I will be going to Survivor Series. Couldn't get credentialed. Can you imagine? But I bought a ticket. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Almost done, boss.
So by the way, was anyone aware that Rampage was an earlier start time this Friday?
No.
Did anybody know that? No. Because apparently it was, but I didn't watch it, so I don't know. Looks like the answer is no. No one knew. That might have been an important thing to advertise. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see if they end up in five digits by the time the show gets yanked off the air. I want to see is it 79,000 people tuned in for the last segment of Rampage?
And then someone explained that, you know, that last minute that you missed wasn't AEW's fault. It was YouTube TV's fault. Because they used to record 1 minute over, and now they don't anymore.
Mine did.
Well, the point is, this wouldn't be an issue if you just ended at the top of the hour.
Yeah, that's true, right? Too.
You know, I didn't miss any of SmackDown. I didn't miss any of NXT. I didn't miss any of Raw. Because they all ended at the top of the hour.
No, Brian, no.
So, no, it's not YouTube TV's fault that AEW went an extra minute and then YouTube TV didn't record it.
No, Brian, you need to get better at this, okay? It's not their job to format the show into a certain time, okay? It is art, it is sports, and in art and in sports, sometimes things go over the top of the hour, and you need to be prepared for it, Brian.
This guy says they ended before the top of the hour. Okay, so end before the top of the hour. I do every day on this live show.
Yeah.
I don't go till one after one, or whatever time it is on the East Coast. I don't go till 4:01 hoping somebody, you know, the recording was set for an extra minute. I end on time. It's not hard. All right, Sandman, I see he's agreeing with me. I'm not mad at you. I like you, Sandman. You were my favorite wrestler in ECW back in the day in those tiny dumps. Anyway, we're out of here. Enjoy Raw tonight. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.